I am so ready to get Missouri the fuck off this map. Let's go. Episode of the It's Just Jokes podcast. My name is Joshua Chapman, aka hold up. Let's do a smooth jazz version of this. My name is Joshua Chapman, aka Slim Ballard, aka Baby Giannis, aka Mr. Take It Girl in Front of Your Face. I'm here with my co-host first, Jesse Pink.
It's good, baby.
AKA Dolomite Pete, aka Baby Samoa Joe, aka Groovy Grizzly. Why? Because he keeps it raw on you hoes.
Rawr.
And Derek Small.
Sound cool, baby.
Ooh. AKA T Smalls. AKA AKA Anthony Mackie Jr. AKA damn Derek, where'd you find this pod? Shout out to D Will for everything behind the scenes and for Auntie Dre for the intro music. We appreciate you guys. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
I'm good, bro. How you doing?
I'm great, man. I'm great. I'm happy to be here with you. We have another dumb issue to talk about today. We talked about Cocaine Bear 2 days ago on our podcast. The last episode that you guys heard was wrestling, which is not necessarily. I mean, wrestling is dumb. Let's be honest. It's great, but it's also dumb.
But it's great if they're on cocaine. It's great if they're on cocaine.
And today, as Jesse, first of all, hold up. Derek didn't answer this question. Derek, how are you doing?
I'm cool, man. I'm just chilling, like per usual. Just chilling.
So today, this is stemming off of another very random topic. We are going to rank the bottom five worst states in America. Just because. So what we're going to be, focusing on is there anything to do in this state? Cost of living, you know, was it close to? You know, that sort of racism, all that plays a factor into it. I know racism is everywhere. It's America, whatever. You know, we black, but, you know, racism in, like, you know, Alabama looks different than racism in, like, Cali. You feel me?
Yeah, like, the N-word, like, hits harder, like, in Alabama than it does in, like, California. Like, the N-word has a hard to it in Alabama. But, like, in California, you got, like, a little finger roll to it. It's like a little finesse in it.
It's like a jelly, you know?
Right.
Jelly, you know, like...
That's right, jelly, nigger, all right, let's just start.
Disclaimer. If your city happens to be, you know, in our final top five worst, you probably should be offended. Just saying. That means your city probably sucks.
So. Your city might carry the reason.
Or not city, state. Sorry. Your state.
No.
If your city is in said state, that means your city is not strong enough to carry to outweigh the rest of the horrible.
Exactly. Your city is dragging it, is dragging your state down.
Down. All right. So this is how we're gonna do this. We're gonna do an initial pass through. All right. Just rapid fire, yes, no. Is the state awful? Then afterwards, after we sort of like weeded out, obviously the good states, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to, I don't know, Hawaii. You know, I don't think none of us are going to say Hawaii is an awful state. After we've done that, then we're going to go through another pass. This time, two out of the three of us have to agree. All right. So if Jesse says that New Hampshire is a good state, but Derek says it's an awful state, I'm the deciding vote. One of them can sway me. And then after that, after we've pared it down to our last possible, these are awful states, we got to decide the five worst out of that group. All right, everybody follow along. Gentlemen, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's do it.
All right. Starting out hot, Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Wait, so okay,
Alaska.
Quick, clarify this again. Yay means like we're keeping it on the bad list.
We're just gonna keep it. Yeah. So okay. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
All right, Alaska is an awful state.
Yeah.
I don't know if it is.
I don't know if
it is. We'll decide that. We'll decide in the next round.
Yeah. We'll put a yes. All right. Let's go.
Arizona.
Yes.
Dang. Are you gonna say yes to everything, Jesse?
No, like you just pick states I don't like. Relatively, yeah.
I wasn't even gonna give Arizona a yes. I was gonna say no.
Well, it's fine. We'll take care of it later. Arkansas. Okay.
Yes.
California.
No.
Colorado.
No.
Okay. Connecticut.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I'll go with no. I wasn't sure there for a second. Delaware.
I'm inclined to
say no.
I'm inclined to say
no. There's a Delaware reason for stays that. In. No. Cause like Connecticut, Vermont, and
we'll discuss later. All right, just rapid fire. Florida.
Yes.
I'm gonna say no.
Yes. For many reasons.
Yes.
Okay, we're keeping it. Georgia.
No.
I'm gonna say yes on this one.
Let's put it on edgy.
Hawaii.
No.
Idaho.
Yes.
Yeah.
Illinois.
No.
No, because I know what you're about to say, Jesse. And no. I know what you're about to say. No.
Okay, no.
Cause, well, that argument's going to come up later. So
No.
Indiana.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Iowa.
You said Iowa?
Yeah.
Damn near. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Kansas.
See, that's a weird one. I'm going to say no for right
now. I'm going to say yes.
No.
All right. We'll keep that on. Kentucky.
That's a yes for me.
Kentucky, yes. Yeah. Kentucky's a yes.
Yeah.
Louisiana.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
It is the you know what? All right, we're gonna keep going, G. Yes.
Okay, wow. Yes, I did not think that was good. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Maine. I'm gonna put a no.
I'm gonna put yes.
I'm gonna put a no.
Okay.
All right, we are not an agreeable panel at all. we are definitely all over the place.
We have crossed off exactly 6 states so far. Great. Just making it really easy on ourselves.
If you do 10, Maryland. We'll be good. Maryland.
Maryland's not an awful state.
No, it's not an awful state. Maryland's not awful.
Not
state.
Awful.
No.
Not awful.
Okay. Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Top it on there. Yes. Yeah.
I've been to Boston. Yeah.
Michigan.
No. No. I thought he was about to say yes.
I thought so too. I would agree.
My shit's a yes.
Is not an awful.
My shit's a no. It's really a no. It's really no.
Okay.
It's seriously a no.
Michigan is off the board. Minnesota.
Yes.
All right, it stays. He said yes, it stays. Mississippi.
Yeah. No.
Damn.
Bro, too many of y'all family members sisters, if we say yes, we got a wild. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't think we can put Mississippi, bro. I don't think we can do that.
I think we do. I think we should.
Mississippi stays then.
I think
we'll settle in the next round. Missouri. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, when I say this, hey, everybody listening, the cameras are the cameras on? Cameras up? Look. Yes.
This nigga sound like he can get out.
Yes. Right. Get out.
I say that with my full heart. Yes.
Damn, Josh froze. All right, folks, welcome back to the new
camera hit the wall
podcast. It's your boy Groovy Grizzly. Yes, we are doing a takeover. Oh, Josh.
All right, I'm back. I'm back. Montana.
Yes.
Huh? Yes.
Yes.
I really Nebraska. Hate you for doing it.
Yes. Yes.
Nevada.
No.
No.
No. No.
Nevada's off the board. All right, New Hampshire.
No, it's a no for me.
No.
New Hampshire's off the wow. New Hampshire's off the board, and Louisiana isn't. Jesus Christ. New Jersey.
No.
No.
New Mexico.
No.
No.
Too many good memories.
No. Okay. New York. I'm not going to dig into that one.
Yeah, that's... No. Yeah.
North Carolina.
No.
North Carolina's off. North Dakota.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ohio. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Yeah. I want to say yes.
Yeah. It's
yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oregon.
No.
I'm going to say no. Oregon is off the board. Pennsylvania. No.
No.
Rhode Island.
No.
I don't know anything that goes on in Rhode Island. I'm not going to be honest.
I don't have a clue. I don't have a clue. I'm going to say yeah. I don't have a clue.
South Carolina.
South Carolina?
Yeah.
No. Ooh. Yes?
Question. South Carolina stays.
It stays.
Yeah.
South Dakota.
Yes.
Tennessee.
No.
Okay.
Is that a no or a yes?
That's a no.
That's a no. That's a no. Tennessee's a no.
That's a no for me.
Tennessee is off. Texas, no. I didn't hear any agreements there, so that's what I was waiting
on. Texas is off the board.
It's off the board.
Even though they're
Utah. Utah, yes.
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 Vermont.
No. Yes. No.
Vermont is not. Stays. Virginia.
As of today, no.
No. No.
As of today, no.
I'm going to say no to it being an awful state. That doesn't mean it's great, but it is off the board.
That's how I feel about most of the states that we selected. But we'll, like you said, we'll get more into that.
Washington.
State? No.
The state of Washington.
No.
No, Washington is off the board. Okay, last couple of ones here. West Virginia, awful state.
Awful state.
Wisconsin.
Yes, hell yeah.
I'm a little biased as we can.
I'm going to say no.
I'm gonna say no,
but Jared said yes. It stays. Last one, Wyoming.
Yes.
Okay, so we currently have 19 states off the board. So quick math, we have 31 left.
Wait. We're not counting DC? I know DC's not a state. I know it's not a state. It's a district, but like, we're not going to include it?
They didn't include it. It's not, it don't have a statehood yet.
It was a district.
I'm
it was a colony. Nah, fuck that. DC, no.
I'm dead.
It don't matter. It's not going to make it, nigga. It's not going to make it to the next round anyways.
I just want representation. Shout out to all my DMV niggas.
Oh, my God. Anyways, as I said, we have 31 states.
That's not all bad. All right.
All right, it's not bad. We still got to work that out for us. Okay, on to round two. So now we need now sort of becomes the argument time. Okay. We need two out of three yeses to continue to leave it into our bottom tier. So starting back at the top, Alabama.
Alabama.
I'm keeping Alabama.
Alabama's staying.
The worst state.
Alabama's going to be in the top five, if not top 10. And it'll be like number six or seven.
Okay.
It's definitely.
All right, let's keep it then. Alaska.
Alaska is definitely in there. It's in there.
Okay, so I said yes, you know, surface level, because it was rapid fire. I said yes, but what is, like, the really argument for it being terrible? Like, what's
it's
the argument?
It's cold as shit.
There's two arguments that's working against Alaska.
Okay.
Or three, actually. There's three. One, like Jesse said, it's cold as shit out there. The second is that their summers and their winters are really weird. Or summers, you get 23 hours a day. Like,
yes.
So imagine it just being sunny all the time. Like midnight, it's still sunny.
It's Greenland's cousin or brother. So there's that.
And the third is that it is so far separated from everything else. Like, you are literally just up there by yourself. Like, you're probably closer to Russia than the rest of the United States.
Fun fact, because it was almost Russia's territory. But here's two other supplemental things. One, you're for sure eating blubber. You're for sure eating well, blubber. That's going to be in your diet. That's one. And two, you have to make sure when you make your house, it's stacked like 2 or 3 feet up, because there are just random polar bears just walking down a fucking street like dog, like stray dogs. Like, you can get mauled anytime. Just think about that. Like you're walking around getting fish and just... That's horrible. That's a nightmare.
That's fair. Okay. Yes.
Bro, you're going to sleep at night. And then, again, mind you, you have whale blubber. Because sometimes you got to need that. You need that to stay warm during the night, like for your belly. So you have a little freezer on the side of your house that you call a house, but it's really a fucking hut. You put it on the side. Polar bears can smell that shit. So polar bears literally go open that shit up, open it, eat all your blubber. So now you're starving because your body doesn't have any fat.
Nigga, we already said yes.
It's horrible.
You got the point.
Like, nah, G, it wasn't a unanimous yes.
I just need to hear some more.
Y'all need to feel me on this.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Arizona. Yes. I say no to Arizona.
It's not. The one thing that works against it is that it is, hold on. It is generally out of all the states, it is, because you can make the argument that it gets hot as hell there. It is Australia's brother in that it's just a lot of cold-blooded animals there. Like, you're going to easily run into snakes, you're going to easily run into tarantulas, easily run into some very venomous and poisonous creatures. And there's really no water. It's barely no water, bro. It's so fucking bad.
Is your vote a yes or a no then?
No. It's no. I'm saying these are all the things that work against it. But overall, it's a no. Like, the
so then why did you fuck? Why did you say yes to it when we're going through it?
No. Because I'm saying surface level. You can say relatively to all the other states, no. But like, after you relatively pick all the other ones that we have left, no. It's like tier two worst state. It's tier two. Like, think of it like this. It's not a state I would immediately go to.
To Arizona.
For a good time? Like, instantly.
I feel like there's not... It's not your first choice, obviously, but
right.
I think...
That's why I'm...
There's stuff to do, but there's stuff to do in Arizona.
No, but that's what I'm predicating on the fact that, like...
But then why did you keep... Okay, so then we cross off New Hampshire. There's more shit to do in Arizona than there is New Hampshire.
There's a reason why I put New Hampshire as no. Jesus There's Christ, a reason whatever. Why.
All right, I'm not, okay, all right.
Okay, all right. Then. So, like, what are we doing?
Arkansas.
That barbecue almost saves it.
Are they really known for barbecue? Are they known for that?
They're not known for barbecue, but regionally.
Regional.
Like, that's what I'm saying. That barbecue almost saves it.
But I don't really know what there is. I don't know what there is to do in Arkansas.
That really depends on what type of person you are. Like, did you grow up as a city slicker, or did you grow up really enjoying nature like that? It really depends. Personally, I'm not taking no trip down to Arkansas. There's not really much to do, and I'm not having a life down there. It doesn't fit my type of economic status.
Also with Arkansas, I feel like it's similar to Alabama in the respect that like racism down there is probably heavy as fuck.
It's heavy as hell. But so, then the interesting thing is like Alabama's in like that Midwestern area. So then that goes to show like Midwestern regions are racist as
Arkansas
shit.
Arkansas or Alabama?
No, Arkansas. You know, Arkansas. Okay. Yeah, I'm not talking about Alabama, no, Arkansas.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna keep it as worse or one of the worst. I'm gonna keep it.
It's right there by Alabama. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm gonna keep it.
Delaware. I say no to Delaware.
I say no to Delaware. I mean, you're on that fresh coast, and then for me, I'm thinking of it like, you know how we said cost of living? Cost of living there is high, but that's only because like there's very much like service sector jobs, high service sector jobs. And I'm like, oh, okay, I can live here. That's fine.
Well, it's not as high compared to like Philly. Like people from Philly will live in Delaware because it's cheaper to live there and just commute into Philly because it's like hop, skip, and jump away.
You know what? That's true. Yeah.
That sort of thing. All right. Florida.
Let me take it off.
I did.
Okay. So
Florida's a no.
I want to hear no. We obviously can all point to yes, but why no? I think that's the most unknown reason.
Because here's my thing, right? We see headlines and stuff from Florida, like Florida man does this, Florida man does that, right? That's just one of the only states that we see headlines from. Like I'm like 1,000% sure if we saw a headline, like if they publicized Louisiana man or like, you know, New Mexico man. There's crazy shit done okay. by crazy people all the time.
Side note. When we say New Mexico man, we don't mean that with any racist intent. We are just literally saying from a state.
And Florida, like, there's major cities in Florida. Now, I'm not going to take a trip to Jacksonville. All right? That's not what I'm going to do, you know. But there is still, you know, Jacksonville, Tampa Bay, and, of course, Miami. There's hell Orlando.
So, yeah. So, like, yeah. Like, I understand that. And I guess it's probably going to end up being no, right? But it's just that even though it has those attractions, right, it's still like the people there are just, they seem very weird and very strange.
Oh, they're weird for sure. There's a bunch. I'm not saying I want to like go down and like move to Florida. Like Kobe or Lou would tell you there's a bunch of weirdos down there. However, would you rather live in Florida or would you rather live in Alaska?
Okay. So, okay. Yeah, definitely Florida wins like the weather argument. Florida and California wins the arguments like for best weather, right? You either coast, like you're gonna win that. And I get what you're saying, because like Tampa Bay, Orlando, you can go to Daytona Beach, you know, Disney World,
Universal Studios. Resort.
You occasionally walk by and see Patti LaBelle eating a churro. Like it's a lot of stuff there. It's a lot of attractions there.
All right, that's a lot.
It's a lot of attractions there. Like, sure, I get that, but it's interesting that like you're saying that's not a bad state because of visiting, like for traveling, right? Just to go there and just fuck it, have a good time, right? I was thinking of it, but when earlier we were talking about like cost of living and all that, so I'm interpreting it as in would I live here? And I'm like, no, I would not live here. It's expensive as hell. The traffic there is mad annoying. We are spoiled in Chicago, obviously, because of our grid system. But the traffic there gets so backed up. The people there are disgusting as hell. There's poor public sanitation there. There are horrible shit in Disney World. The horror stories that go on at Disney World are god-awful. And it's extremely racist. So, no. And then there's a history of gator babies. I don't want to be there. No.
I feel that, but even if I were to live there, right? Like, again, Kobe's down in like the Miami area. That's an area of Fort Lauderdale, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I'd be okay to live there. I can't name you a single city in South Dakota that I would be like cool living with.
That's because, okay, South Dakota doesn't count because South Dakota literally was like where all Native Americans were forced at. That does not count.
Okay, picking up, Minnesota, like Saint, like the Saint Paul area, maybe.
You can, yeah, you can maybe argue like some of the major cities in Minnesota. Like you could argue, like I maybe, live there.
But then again, yeah. you up there with that cold, baby.
But it's cold as hell. But it's really, how much worse? Okay, but question.
Hot as hell, Florida.
For some of the states in America that get cold. This is just like an honest question. Like, how much worse is their cold than Chicago cold?
Like, you keep moving north, it keeps getting colder and more snow.
Yeah.
So, like, when we had the polar vortex a few years ago, I was like, oh, damn, this shit sucks. They're like, yeah, we get that regularly.
Right. And that's, like, in comparison, that's not also to Minnesota, but also, like, on the East Coast, too. So, it's,
like think of, like, how the difference between Chicago cold and when we went to school in Missouri, the Como cold. Like, it got cold in Como, but it wasn't, like, Chicago cold. But as you keep moving north, it keeps getting
gets cold as shit. Yeah. That's true. But then on the flip side to that, it's that think of like how hot it gets up here in Chicago. Well, Chicago doesn't count because Chicago gets Chicago is geographically set to get everyone's weather. But think about like hot, let's say hot in Minnesota, it's like, okay, it's hot. But like hot in Florida is like, damn.
Bro, I swear to God, I'll take that over. I'll take that over being cold.
Everyone y'all take can, that over cold until like you get a heat stroke, my nigga.
Y'all can have this cold shit, bro. Until I swear to God. I can just put less clothes on. It's fine.
You gonna sweat out.
It is fine. I will be outside every
105
day.
105 degrees.
With no shirt on. Easily, and, bro, and the Nike shorts. And that's it.
Bro, they're easily throwing up like 98.
That's with fine. Humidity. I'll take that shit.
With
I'll
humidity, G.
You better have your air on, I guess. Better have your
that
air
shit
on.
Horrible.
I'll take that. Cause you know what? They got this winter, they got like 60 degrees while the rest of us were in like -10.
Okay, yeah. Listen, I understand the weather. I will never defeat the weather argument. I will never go against the weather argument. It's hot as shit down there, but we can get past that. That's fine. But it's all the extra stuff too. It's like, it's also, you got to consider the cost of living and whatnot. It's also that, okay, if you're not going to live in the main areas like Miami or whatnot, it's like, okay, are you going to live in the suburban areas? Are you going to live in the nowhere name areas? Am I going to live in these backward ass areas? I'm not going to do that. I'm just not. It's gators and hillbillies. I'm not doing that shit.
I say no. You say yes. Derek, it comes down to you.
It comes down to you, bro.
Let's take it off.
Let's go. No. Florida leaves.
All right, man.
Georgia.
Them niggas be wild in Georgia.
Yo, here's what I'm going to say about Georgia. Everything you just said about Florida, apply that to Georgia, but even somehow like more racist.
Listen, all my whatever you want to call AT aliens, whatever the fuck y'all are called. We've seen y'all during this whole time. I just want you to know we've seen y'all. And listen, I hate all of you.
Atlanta ain't giving no fuck.
Fuck it.
That is really ironic. Like, the state of Georgia is the home of the Center for Disease Control.
And they can't get their act together.
Get their shit together.
Like, what?
Yo, Georgia's so wild that they have that, like, big-ass statue to the Confederacy or like to the KKK, bro. Like Stone Mountain. No, bro. No. No.
But I'm not gonna give that to Georgia considering that like we also have a lovely guest on here talking about the racist history of Mississippi too. I'm expecting that.
I understand that.
I'm expecting that for Southern states.
They carved that into the mountain in like the 90s, bro. The 90s, like within our lifetime.
I get that. And there's other statues that have been made
to the KKK.
I'm saying, no. I'm not refuting it. I'm saying I expect that shit. It's a Southern state. I expect that strong racism. It stays, but I don't expect, I just expect
that. But wait, think about it. Everything we just said about Florida, the good and the bad, isn't that pretty much the same thing with
Georgia? But in Georgia, there's one city.
There's nowhere else you travel to in Georgia? Like nowhere?
You going to Savannah, Georgia?
No, hold on, G. There is, it's a little solid.
I feel like there's more places than just Atlanta. They're not as popular.
It's not as popular.
But I feel like there are more places in Atlanta.
Where?
Savannah. Okay, so I will say this. Savannah, Georgia is not as popping as Atlanta, Georgia. It's not Hotlanta. But Savannah, Georgia is a place where you can make a decent living and have a decent stay.
I ain't never heard of nobody being like, yo, bro, we're moving down.
Because it's not a popping. It's not a popping place. No, it's not a popular place. Of course, you're not going to hear that. But it is like one of those hidden gems. It is a hidden gem city. So, yeah. But to go to your point a little bit, talking about Atlanta, they do have one city. That's really fucked up. That city is like, I consider a state. They do have one city, like, bringing it up. I would not know anything about Atlanta. I mean, I wouldn't know anything about Georgia if there wasn't a Gucci. If there wasn't a Gucci, if there wasn't a T.I., if there was a Waka Flocka, any of them, or even Outkast from Atlanta. They have one signature city. I'll give them that. And outside of that city, I might go to Savannah. But like Conyers, Stone Mountain, no.
So here's the next question then. Here's the next layer to think about. How much, because similar to, I mean, it wasn't on the board to begin with, but similar to Illinois, how much is Atlanta holding up Georgia in terms of it being, not on this list versus on this list? How much, because us as, you know, residents of Illinois, we always talk about how Chicago was like, you can say whatever you want about the other parts of Illinois, but Chicago, like, it's up there. So are we making that same argument for Atlanta? Like, is Atlanta holding up Georgia as a whole?
I would say yes.
I don't know, because niggas wilded out during this fucking pandemic, yeah. Bro. I don't know.
Before this pandemic,
I would have agreed with you, but y'all are showing y'all ass, bro.
But here's the thing. Niggas only wild because of what we know about Atlanta before the pandemic. Niggas really go to Atlanta to have fun, and then Atlanta just said, fuck it, we just gonna keep everything open. Atlanta acted like Orlando during a pandemic. Like, that's really weird. Like, Orlando,
Atlanta pulled some real Florida shit.
It did. I'm particularly calling out Orlando because Orlando was like, nigga, we shut down Disney World, we're done. But like, Atlanta act like, bro, we closed down. If we close down Peaches, we're done, G. No, you're not. You're not done. 1200.
We can't go to Magic City. The fuck?
Right. Bro, 1200 West Peach Street will still be popping after the pandemic. Like, y'all got to chill. Y'all got to chill.
Because I'm inclined to even agree with you, Josh. I was just bringing that up. But right now, for me, it's kind of they are one of the worst cities.
We're putting it on the list,
I'm not crossing it off
because of how they're acting.
Right. It's interesting how we all don't take it off, but we all have different reasons why we're not taking
exactly,
it off.
Exactly.
That's wild as hell.
All right.
You say Indiana?
Right. Indiana.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's the birthplace of the KKK. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, listen. I got a couple people that I fuck with from Indy, bro. But other than that, like...
Are they Indianans?
And you know what? And you know what I hate, too? You know what I hate about these Indy animals? They really try to be like, nah, baby, it's not like Chicago. I'm like, okay, cool, bro. You're like, think about this. You're going against a city. You're trying to defend a state. We are not the same. Stay your ass on here. What's next?
Well, actually, never mind. I'm not even gonna try to make an argument for them. Keep them on. Keep Indiana on.
Indiana's for like small pocket spots. It's not a place to. It's not a popping state. It's just not.
Keep. We agree. Yeah. Iowa.
Yeah, it goes.
It goes off or stays on.
Oh, my bad. It stays on.
Yeah, I feel like Iowa is bad for
us. I don't have no beef with Iowa. I mean, it stays because y'all said it, but like...
Okay, so my whole thing with Iowa, I mean, it's kind of an argument that we've made for a lot of these different states. I just feel like, one, hella racist white people. what city are you really going to live in that you would think is like popping or like you want to be there for a while? Like, what city really is there? I mean, you have like the different campuses in Iowa, like you have Iowa State and U of Iowa, which are in two, I guess, popping cities, if you want to call it that. But I mean, is Iowa as a whole really like attractive? Like, I don't see the attractiveness of that state. Like, oh, I want to go to Iowa or I want to move to Iowa. I don't really see the argument for wanting to be there or even being an advocate for it.
I'll say this. I don't And remember, Peyton, I know you're listening. Remember who said this. Remember who didn't. All right. Just want to put that out there.
Oh, is that where he's from?
Yeah.
Potato man.
That's Idaho, nigga.
I know.
Which somehow we took off this list.
Did we? We took off Idaho? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's interesting. All right. You know what? I am going to sway over and be like, just like Josh, I have no beef with Iowa.
I agree that there may be not like a ton of things I can think of, but it's also not one of those states I feel like if I was forced to go there, I'd be like, oh my God, this is going to suck. Like, be like, oh, all right.
It can suck. I mean, it depends because it depends on how long you stay. Derek was making an argument for, if this was like worst states we want to vacation or travel at, it's up there. I think Derek made arguments for states that Derek's argument for Iowa is why he wouldn't be there for vacation besides Cedar Rapids and Six Flags. There's like, other than that, it's just like, I'm not staying out there for a couple of weeks unless I need to go out there and get some federal charges dropped. There's no other reason why I'm going there.
So, yeah. So how are you voting?
I'm taking it off. I'm taking it off because there's really nothing wrong with it. It's nothing. Okay. I have not heard anything like notoriously wrong with Iowa.
Okay.
Jesse said he's doing what? Taking it off.
He's taking it off the list.
Run me through your arguments one more time, real quick, big bro.
So what I was saying is like your points are valid if this was a segment on worst states to not travel to for vacation. Like you listed a lot of reasons why not to go there for traveling. There's not really a much attractions there, like such as besides Cedar. Is it Cedar Rapids or is Cedar Point?
Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Okay, I was just trying to make sure I had it right. Cedar Rapids and like Six Flags. Yeah. Outside of that, there's like really no other reason why you're being there, but that doesn't make it a bad state. It's just like a run-of-the-mill Midwestern state. That's just racist.
You know what? I'll be nice because I got a friend from there. I'll be nice. Take it off the list.
Iowa is off the list. Okay. Next up, Kansas.
Okay. So here's my thing, right? Now, granted, actually, wait a minute. I may mess around and just, I may have played myself. Hold on. Because the real fun stuff is on the Missouri side. It's not on the Kansas side. So like Kansas City is fun on the Missouri side of it, not the Kansas City.
They're literally right across the border, though.
Right. So it's like UKC Mo or KCK.
So what's the argument for the rest of Kansas, though? Because really, it ain't shit in Kansas, for real. It's really
right. Not. I'm like, I'm indifferent. So I just want to hear anyone's argument.
I mean, got the University of Kansas, but other than that.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, but the entire state revolves around that university.
Yeah.
I don't want to. A college town is worse. A college town's horrible, but a college state, no. I'm not staying.
I feel like it doesn't have much to offer. Now, it probably benefits you on the living end of things, because it's probably if it don't cost nothing to live in Missouri, I know it don't cost much to live in Kansas. But other than that,
I don't know which one to keep it
for right now. Yeah, let's keep it. Yeah.
Jesse?
Yeah.
All right, it stays. Kentucky.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I had too much coal in my lungs. Yes, keep it.
All right, you guys both said yes. So, okay, cool. I don't know how this stayed here, Jesse. Louisiana?
Yeah, Jesse, you got to explain this. What do you have against Louisiana?
I'm not against Louisiana. It's statistically like the worst state in terms of crime, education, women employment. It's a horrible state. The state of Louisiana. And then here's the thing: people from New Orleans will tell you this. It's kind of like how they do Chicago. It's like no. That's New Orleans. That's Louisiana.
That's New Orleans, man.
This is the state of New Orleans. Kind of like how we do in Chicago. Like, no. This is the state of Chicago.
You know what I will say, though?
Illinois.
You know what I will say, though? New Orleans is the best worst city in America and the worst best city.
It is. It really like, is.
Like, it's so much fun, but then you might take a wrong left turn and be like, ugh.
You walk but down the wrong street it, but, and it's over.
But that's also
what makes, but that's what makes it fun. That's what makes it fun. That's why.
You know?
And that's why I kind of don't want to say it like that. It's just like one of the best cities to have a goddamn adrenaline rush. It's like you don't.
And I'll say this. New Orleans might be strong enough as a city to carry the rest of Louisiana. I ain't going to hold you. I'm really not.
No, that's not an argument. That's true.
Because
pretty much, yeah. I mean, New Orleans is up there. Yeah,
just off of the mm-hmm. Hey, we keep it a buck. Just off of the accents alone.
Just off the accents alone, the shorty.
Yeah, New Orleans woman talk. My God, mm-hmm.
It's all fun and games until she gives you some spaghetti. So like, I'm all
right. So are we going to talk?
Now we don't want to talk about it.
Louisiana, okay. All the list or not?
This is character discrimination. Like,
hey Derek, mute him. Are we keeping this or not?
You need me to say something.
I'm taking it off, big bro. I'm taking it off too.
We don't need the. We don't need Justin.
Out of respect to New Orleans, we ain't so
taking it off now.
All right, Maine.
Listen,
okay, Maine. So you had brought up something like off camera, like one time about like why this isn't valid, but like, yeah, it's on like the coast, and you can like enjoy seafood, but like, is that its only attraction? Like the seafood,
the nature life, and yes, the seafood, which is so abundant, is cheap up there. Yeah,
and fresh. That's and cheap, fresh seafood. That's
yes.
That's an oxymoron right there, bro. Cheap, fresh seafood.
This, bro, yeah. You can get like scallops for a ridiculous, like much lower than you would find it even, you know, further down the coast, like lobster. Obviously, lobster and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's boring as shit. I'm not gonna lie to you, but like. If, I mean, when I'm like 70, I'll probably, you know, enjoy that.
Exactly. Thing. It's a paradox. It's a paradoxical city. Cause like I said, you have cheap, you have fresh seafood that's cheap. So you can buy that. It's a beautiful scenery. And in the summertime, like, or it's really nice and it's quiet and all that. Like, it's one of those states. Alongside with other states like Florida, when you carry with Miami, all that, but like where you would go for retirement. The only thing you think is cold as hell. It's cold as hell. Don't get me wrong.
I was about to say, am I wrong for like thinking that is Maine pretty progressive or is it like conservative? I don't know.
Maine's progressive. I feel like it is.
So maybe it's not terrible.
It's white progressive.
It's white progressive.
Oh, let's make that very clear.
You know what? It's either white progressive or the type of conservative that it's like, now I might disagree with your stance, but hey, we can still be neighbors.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like that type.
Kind of like that. Yeah. Oh,
okay. Which is basically the same thing.
Right. Yeah. Did we vote on Vermont?
Yeah, Vermont is still on the list.
Okay.
We'll get to that. All right. So are we taking Maine off or are we keeping it?
We're taking it off for me.
Yeah, I agree. Take it off.
All right. Maine is off the list. Massachusetts.
All right, listen. Yeah. The Boston Celtics. Just like the old culture of the Boston Celtics. Like, it's just.
No, it's still alive. It's still alive.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay. I just didn't want to think I was alone in the room. Okay. So, yeah, like, as an overall state, I've been to Boston mid. Like, it really wasn't a great time. And I mean, just like, yeah, just the culture there, I just feel like it's very, very not for us.
I feel and it.
And it's like, once again, like outside of Boston, that's the, if that's going to be your one city that holds up the whole state, then you kind of screwed to begin with, right? So.
Hey, D Will, you're gonna have to blur this out when I say this. Not for
Wait, hold on. Do we need the redacted or do we need the elevator music?
The redacted.
Okay, go ahead.
It's like not for us, not by us. Nay, y'all. It's Groovy from the It's Just Jokes podcast. I'm not gonna hold y'all. I was just wilding. So yeah. This is super redacted. It's just like that's what it is. That's so Nubu. That's all it is.
Nubu. Hey, you wired as hell, Jesse.
You wild. So that's a that's a keep it on the list for me.
Yeah, no, keep it. It's on there. It's on there.
Okay,
it's
it stays. Minnesota.
I really don't see what's terrible about Minnesota. I really don't.
Personally. I don't think there's anything terrible about it. I think it's another one of those like Midwest.
I think it's just cold as shit.
It's just a Midwestern state. That's it.
Yeah, it's just cold as shit up there.
Yeah, that's it.
So you take it off.
Yeah. A lot of Chicago niggas actually go there.
One of my friends lives there. Yeah. One of my friends lives up there.
Shout out to all Minnesota fans. It's only like three of y'all.
Okay. Mississippi.
So there's layers to this argument, right?
Oh man, this is tough.
You got the good with the bad. You got the good with the bad, bro. You got the good with
the bad. Hey, bro, my roots.
My grandmama and them from Mississippi.
If you go back on my mom's side, if you do your history, hell of us are from.
We know
all Chicago niggas are from Mississippi, predominantly. Right.
We know people down in Mississippi, you know, but like at the same time,
I don't know. It's in a sense, it's like Mississippi is like black people's Africa here. So it's like the motherland. It's like the motherland for us.
You know, like I don't know, bro. Like,
okay, so here's the thing. So I'll say why it's not. The heat there, the racism there, the lack of job opportunities there, the fact that like you definitely need a car. You can't just be, or you'll be walking 2 or 3 miles to the gas station. It's dark as hell out there. So it gets dark as hell out there. And if you're not used to driving in country or backwoods roads late at night, it's going to be bad. You're going to more likely have to build your own house. It's all those things. But on the flip side to it, building your own house gives you a chance to make your own property. It's
terrible. I ain't gonna hold
you. Which sounds terrible.
I've not a man's man.
I mean,
I don't build houses. Hire a contractor. I don't do that, big bro. Look,
you useless nigga.
Hire a contractor.
That's the realest shit you've ever said, bro. You said build.
Yeah,
house.
What
the fuck? No. No. Where Ben Wegman at, nigga? Like,
better call up HGTV. Look.
Right. Where the fuck
you better call Jose Screwdriver. I'm not doing that shit.
Jose Screwdriver. What are you on tonight? What are you on, bro?
Oh, shit.
But. No, what I meant by like property, I mean like it's a lot of vacant land of which you can buy up like Monopoly and make your own. It's like private
company. Like Monopoly. Compare Mississippi to a board game.
You can do that.
Nigga said you, Derek, will be the richest man in fucking Mississippi right now.
And it's also non-existing market, which means you can make your own lane. You can negotiate your own salary. But with that being said, it's also one of the lowest states. Hold on, wait. I'm saying it's one of the lowest states in nutrition. So it's like a lot of people on average in Mississippi are short because they don't get as much nutrition to grow. So scientifically speaking, I'm putting that shit on here. It's staying for me. I love my granny and them, but it's a lot.
I love us, but everything else kind of outweighs it.
We're past slavery at this point.
Sorry to friend of the pod, Crystal, bro.
We love you, Crystal.
It's not you.
And gee, that's like my second home. Like that's legit my second home. If you have any ties to Mississippi, you almost know people who go to Mississippi. Like, oh, you went to Shaw, you went to Jacksonville, you went to the Tupelo, all that. But I'm not living there. I'm not living there.
At all.
If I'm old as hell, yeah, on my deathbed with one leg bleeding out.
Sure. I don't even know then if I did.
Missouri is next.
Oh, yeah, that's just
been waiting on this. Been waiting on this.
I've been waiting on this one.
They brought me on the panel today. I'm an expert. I've lived there since 2014.
Dr. Umar Smalls.
That is one of the absolute worst states. It's literally in the name. misery.
Misery. Listen, like,
and that's what you feel living there. And that's what
the only thing I will give Missouri, the only thing, is that there are three large cities evenly spread out throughout the state. You got St. Louis on the most eastern front. You got Como in the middle, and KC on the most western part.
I didn't expect you to bring up Columbia as like a city. That's like,
listen. We were bored as shit, but also like we were also in college broke, so we made this shit work. True. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's true. Yeah. We did have a lot of great memories at Mizzou.
So yeah, we did.
So let's talk about those three cities for a second, right? This is us having a dialogue may change my mind, but I don't know.
Let's have a dialogue. All right, Charles Barkley.
No, because like, okay, so you have St. Louis, right? As much as I clown it, there's some stuff to do there.
But like,
there's stuff to do there. So I mean, it's not terrible, right? Like, it's a lower. Wow, I'm really about to go in on y'all.
It's like a mid-major city.
It's a slightly worse version of like Chicago in terms of like.
Okay, just because you said that shit, I'm automatically going to say I'm automatically saying staying. Don't you ever say it's slightly worse than Chicago.
You can compare certain aspects of St. Louis to Chicago. Certain aspects.
What parts? What parts are good?
I'm talking about like the feel of it. So like
I feel happy when I'm in Chicago.
So the same.
I feel miserable.
The same way they're like, you know,
Dang, good, this is not going well for pockets. You. I just want you to know.
I'm trying to fight for them. Look, because I'm about to keep my original argument. I'm trying to fight for them because you know all of them gonna be in the comments like, what you mean?
What you mean? Agree. Look. What you mean? It's good over here. What you talking about?
I mean, there's stuff to do in those three cities, but I just feel like. I just feel like
KC got some fire ass barbecue, dog.
Hands down, KC. I think Obama.
Low key. There's a few spots in St. Louis too. I ain't gonna hold you.
There are.
Sugar Fire.
Every time. That's Mac. I'll pay a dub.
I might need to slide through for a weekend just so we can go pig out at some Sugar Fire. I ain't gonna hold you.
I don't know. Missouri's kind of weird for me. I mean, it may come off once we get to like the closer five, but it's just, I feel like outside of those three cities, which have their own, you know, things.
I would not want to get like lost in like.
It's still a red state. So
So here's the
thing. It is a very red state.
It is historically the state that made us separate. Like, so we're staying separate southern slave states from Union. Confederate states to Union states. So like
Missouri, that's where the Kansas and Missouri beef comes from.
Exactly.
That's why we as Missouri Tigers are supposed to hate Kansas Jayhawks.
Yeah. When really we on the wrong side of history. But
there's a reason why
I only got my degree from there. Look,
must be one of the French words, nigga.
Bro, they be like Mizzou honors bleeding Kansas. It's like, all right, bro, we gotta get out of here.
So we're saying Missouri stays?
It stays. Because the degree of how worse it is, it stays.
I think Missouri is a dark horse to be in that bottom five. I'm not going to hold you.
But I wouldn't be surprised if it like misses it by like two hairs because the city saved it. It's like that.
All right, Montana.
Huh? Yeah.
Again, this is one of those states I don't know too much about it. I don't know what
because there's like 12 people there.
I'm telling y'all this right now. Any Native American indigenous state, I'm automatically saying keep it off. I'm automatically saying it. So Montana's one of them.
We're not hating on Montana because of
we're not hating because of them. I'm saying because I'm like, bro, they got it worse historically. Just fuck it. No.
apparently it's really beautiful in Montana.
It is beautiful, but the context
also, like, I feel like if we were to be in Montana, they'd be like, either they're on the basketball team or we're gonna get one of two reactions. I've never seen three black people at the same time. Or, oh, you guys are on the like University of Montana basketball team.
Yeah, the same way that we can make somewhat of an argument for like other states having like different pockets of black people. I really don't know where you're gonna find too many black people in Montana. Like, I really don't. Like, I really don't know where you're going to find them. Like you said, unless they go in, unless they go to school on campus at the University of Montana.
So, all right, so Montana's thing?
Yeah.
All
right. Next, Nebraska.
The Cornhuskers? Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Kind of indifferent.
I'm middle ground. I think just to save ourselves later,
I think I'm going to take it off. I'm going to vote.
Just take it off, bro. It's just one of those states where it's like, eh, whatever.
Okay.
North Dakota.
Yes.
I feel like that's right in Montana where it's just like all
North it's right, Dakota. It's Montana. Just there, G.
It's just kind of there.
Like North Dakota and South Dakota, they're just like two brothers was like, here, you get this state. Okay, I'll get this state. So what do we do? Nigga, I don't know. It's just like that. Like, I don't, there's nothing.
You would really have to tell me what there is there because I really don't know.
Hunting. Other than that.
Do I look like I hunt? But like, nah.
No, you definitely do not.
Nigga, you look like Elmer Fudd 2 days ago, so I don't really know. You can't really say that.
Whatever.
Nigga say you look like you walk around with a musket. Talk about some. It's wabbit season.
Look, he like, oh, you waskily wabbit.
Are we keeping
Derek gonna shoot me. Hey, Derek gonna shoot me after this podcast. He gonna shoot me after this podcast.
No, you just gotta put the finger in his gun. You just gotta go like that.
You just gotta go like that.
He's gonna
make a blood boom.
I'm gonna be there looking like Wile E. Coyote. I don't know.
Or Wile E. Coyote against Quickie Martin.
I feel like it should just stay just because it's terrible.
Hey, B will really redact that last.
No, no, that bad joke has to stay in there, Devin. You earned that bad joke. Quickie Martinez. Nigga, put some trickers or some shit behind that. Like,
Quickie Martinez.
All right, North Dakota stays. Ohio. Ohio is a bottom five state for sure.
I don't know. I got a homegirl that
just because it's funny to hear you bash them. Give your reasons, Josh.
Bro,
it's hilarious.
Even their major cities, Cleveland, that shit is not busting. Cincinnati, no. Cleveland is so bad. LeBron is from Akron, also like terrible. He was there twice in his life and was like, nah, fuck this shit. I'm going again, bro. Like, no. The state is just wide for no reason. Like, there's nothing going. Like, there's nothing.
Yeah, I've been to Cleveland. It's really not all it's cracked up to be.
There's other cities I can't think of. You know why? Because they're awful.
Yeah.
The best thing they have going for them is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame every year like doesn't understand like who like moves the culture and like which. Like they were arguing for the longest about whether NWA should be in the Hall of Fame. Like no.
We can keep it in there. We can keep it in there. Yeah.
Oklahoma.
So yeah, we
had there again.
So yeah, we had kept it on there originally. Is it just there? Yeah, it's kind of just there. I mean, it has that Southern culture to it. You can find Black people there though.
Well, they're all at OU or OSU.
I feel like there are Oklahoma Black City. People that live in Oklahoma. I feel like there are Black people that live in Oklahoma. I feel like there are. I don't feel like Oklahoma in terms of demographics is as bad as like other states. I don't feel like it is. And the fact that it has those two universities. I mean, those are two pretty good universities. OU and Oklahoma State.
Yeah, it's racist as hell. Evident from the Tulsa Race Massacre. But
got my ass.
Look. Yeah, that's where I'm.
Oklahoma stays. All right.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I just want
to. Rhode Island.
Cool.
Rhode Island.
It's like Maine.
Yeah, I've got nothing against Rhode Island.
It's just like Maine. It's another like retirement home. It's like if you couldn't get into Maine, you go to Rhode Island.
It's the back of the university. It's your B school choice. It's like, didn't get into my top school.
So I'm going to go to Rhode Island. Pretty soon we're going to come across like the backup one.
I'm dead. Yeah, you can take it off. You can take it
take
off.
Take it off?
Yeah.
All right. South Carolina.
North Carolina. Myrtle Beach is fun, bro. But South Carolina,
Myrtle Beach.
I'm not getting rid of the niggas. Like, all the niggas are there.
South Carolina is off. Yeah. Derek, unless you have some objection.
No, I don't have a real argument.
I was going to say slave mansions and plantations don't count. Like, we all understand that history. But
yeah. South Dakota.
Stays.
I feel like if we keep North Dakota, we have to keep South Dakota.
Right. You just got to keep it. Like,
All right. Utah.
Yes. Yes.
You all know why Utah should stay. Both of y'all know.
I'm so sorry to the friend of the pod, Travis, but like...
I was going to say, let me tell you something. Travis, it stays.
Okay. Vermont. I have nothing against Vermont. They have
that's my backup plan if I can't get into Maine or Rhode Island.
they have delicious maple syrup. I have nothing against them.
And interesting enough, like, they have a strong black voting bloc. Like,
really?
Yeah, they do. So,
Okay,
it gets my respect. It gets my respect, and my nigga Bernie there. So it's cool.
Shout out to Vermont.
Yeah.
Are we taking that off the list then?
Yeah.
Okay. West Virginia. Oh boy, this is a strong contender for bottom five.
It's a strong contender.
This is a strong contender. Yeah, that's gonna stay. Wisconsin. I have nothing against Wisconsin. Milwaukee's okay, cool.
So the reason I kind of said like hell yeah at the beginning was because like it's kind of like for me it's that same argument of like okay Milwaukee but what else? The Wisconsin
Bills. It's not like the rest of the state. Grant, besides what they did recently, they pulled that shit with Jacob Blake. There's not really like anything egregious that we know goes on.
That we know of that goes on.
And mind you, that's how we feel about all the other states that we just checked out. And we say it's just a Midwestern state. We don't know. So that goes to all my BIPOC communities in these other Midwestern states. But yeah, there's really nothing there in Wisconsin. I'm like, ugh, don't want to be here.
I have nothing against Wisconsin. The cheese and all that, like the delicacies up there. I'm cool with it. All right.
Let's do it.
Wisconsin leaves. Last one is Wyoming.
Won't you whine on me, baby? Whine on me.
Is Wyoming one of those other states that were? Is it in the same conversation?
I think it's just in the same conversation.
Delaware,
South Dakota. Yeah. It's also like it's the state responsible for giving me Daytona. So like, I don't have nothing against it right now.
Damn, we're gonna take off Wyoming, but leave the Dakotas. Okay, all right. So. The last ones that we have Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Georgia, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Utah, and West Virginia. So 17 states.
And we have to carve it down to five.
We got to get it down to five. So
some of those initial ones that we said were
right.
Bad,
I said let's make the suspects.
Here's what I was gonna suggest. Everyone say their own bottom five, personally,
yes.
And then we could just move it from there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my bottom five: Indiana.
Start for one. Are you doing one to five?
It's just five. I'm not putting this in anywhere.
Okay. Cool.
Indiana for sure. West Virginia for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama
is definitely in my bottom five. I know that.
Ohio. Yeah. And. I'm not gonna say Georgia. I'm gonna go Montana.
Hey, put the list in the
Yeah. You read my mind. I was
put the list in there real quick, because now we definitely need it.
I need to see it visually.
Yeah. I'll put the entire list.
No, just the ones that we got now, the 17 remaining.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the one we got.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Put that one in.
Put it up in here so I can see it visually. Alabama's definitely in there for me, though. Mm-hmm.
So, again, my five are Indiana, Ohio, Montana, West Virginia. What was the other one I said? Indiana, Ohio, Montana, West Virginia. That's four. What was the other one? Alabama.
Okay. Okay.
You can go ahead, Derek.
I low-key need to see this so I can okay. Bet. So if we're looking at this list in no particular order, like Josh said, Alabama.
Okay.
Montana.
Okay.
Nah. Okay, so this is where I start to differ off from you a little bit. I dang near want to put Utah in there. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Okay.
Utah. So that's three? Okay. Mm-hmm. I said Alabama, Utah, and wow, I'm forgetting my own list. What did I just say? Alabama, Utah.
You said Indiana.
Indiana, yeah, that's what. Okay, yeah.
You got two more.
Okay. Yeah, out of these options, yeah, definitely go ahead and just throw West Virginia in there.
Okay.
So that's four. And then my fifth out of here is going to be... I'm going to lump the two, North and South Dakota, slash.
The Dakotas.
Yeah, those are my worst out of these. I feel I can tolerate the rest. All right. So here, let me put that in there as well. Let me put it in here like y'all did.
Jesse, you want to explain yours?
Yeah, Alabama, Alaska, Indiana, Ohio, and Oklahoma.
Smoke for Oklahoma, but not West Virginia. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I'd much rather be in Oklahoma than West Virginia.
But I like West Virginia for the cost of living and the scenery.
But like there's, bro, you can't
the even racism neutralizes both sides. I just
can't. Nah, bro. Like that West Virginia racism, that's some shit like, yo, we are not stopping throughout this entire state.
That's kind of how it is on Oklahoma though.
Oklahoma City it's like though? Oklahoma. Like you could stop in Oklahoma City to get gas.
Are you doing it for the like off the strength of the city?
Yeah, like if I had to be stuck somewhere, I'd rather be stuck in like Oklahoma because I know I can go to Oklahoma City, I can go to like Norman or whatever. Bro, where in West Virginia are you gonna feel personally comfortable?
I see what you're saying, like where I'm gonna feel personally comfortable in West Virginia. I see what you're saying. I'm still keeping Oklahoma on there off the strength of Tulsa and just off the strength of...
No, that's bad. Like, No.
Sure. I'm saying no. Off the strength of Tulsa and off the strength of just, like, how they treat the indigenous people there. But, like, I will say this. If there wasn't Oklahoma City, West Virginia would have been on there. That's
how all I right, feel. So listen. We all got Alabama. So that's all definitely in the five.
Indiana's definitely in there, too.
Indiana's in there. So we got two of the five.
Who else? What's the commonality that we all got too? Ohio?
My list kind of differed off, but I can agree with Ohio. It doesn't bother me as much as it bothers y'all too. So like,
my annoyance with that is that even their big cities are boring as shit. Like, just no. So we got three out of the five.
Yeah.
I will stand on the West Virginia Hill. That's an awful state.
I feel like it's awful.
I'm gonna stay on the Oklahoma Hill.
I'll give you Oklahoma over like Montana. I don't feel strongly enough about Montana.
So are we putting
Oklahoma? That up. I don't care about that.
Is Oklahoma number four? Oklahoma? Is that number four? Or are we still holding off for a minute?
I would say West Virginia would be like locked in for four. I know we could talk about whatever survived. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I'm for sure going to stand on West Virginia. That's an awful state.
Okay, so we got the four. So Indiana.
Wait, do y'all agree with that?
I agree to this point. Yeah, I agree up to that.
So West Virginia is four.
Okay. So our four are Indiana, West Virginia, Ohio, and
Alabama.
Okay.
All right, what's the last one? We got Oklahoma floating around. We got Alaska floating around, Montana, Utah, and the Dakotas.
Y'all don't hate Utah? I feel like Utah is terrible. Would you really want to be in Utah?
Do you really want to be in Alaska?
I'd go to Alaska before Utah. I'm not going to hold you.
Yeah.
Nope. Damn.
But I don't know if I would go to... I don't know if I go to Oklahoma before I go to Utah.
That's fair. Fuck. We need a tiebreaker.
Someone just make an argument for one of these states. Because like I said, I'm not super committed
I said Alaska could see why I said earlier it needed to be in there.
My whole argument for Utah is just... The thing that we all
blatant racism,
the blatant white culture, like nothing to do. I'm gonna pull a LeBron and talk about the Jazz real quick. Like, come on, that's y'all's NBA team. Like, granted, the Bulls aren't doing much, but then again, like
it's Chicago Jordan.
I mean, yeah, old Bulls. I'm talking like
even Andy Bulls. Rose. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. Right.
But like you I just feel like
a white boy and a rapist. There's not really much to go.
I just feel like I just feel like overall, like Utah is just it's just not fun, like at all.
I said it.
I heard what he said. I tried to glance over. I heard what he said.
Looking dead straight into the camera. I said that. I meant all that.
You're not wrong.
I meant every single bit of that shit, Travis.
That's my argument, though. just a blatant, just the blatant.
It's all love, Travis. It's all love.
It's not all love, nigga. You are trashing his home state, like.
Yeah.
Okay, so are we down to Oklahoma, Utah, and Alaska? I'm not gonna get behind Alaska. I'm not gonna hold you. I'm just not gonna get behind. Yeah.
I'm behind Alaska. It's cold as hell. I'm done with polar bears. All I eat is mainly blubber nuggets. I'm not with that.
Derek, how you feel about it?
I feel like I'm dying every day.
I'm leaning more towards what you're saying. I'm not gonna put Alaska.
Bro, y'all rather eat blubber nuggets?
I feel like Alaska is not as bad as you're making it out to be.
It is not. I have documentary proof. It's
horrible. The top five worst states. Like nobody's ever had a bad thing to say about Alaska.
Because people don't go to Alaska for the reason.
No, they do. They go for like hunting expeditions. And they're like, oh, the scenery.
But you're going there to hunt.
Yeah, I go there to hunt. Fuck it.
Gee, God. Oh my God.
I'll kill an elk. Fuck it.
I can't really get behind it, Jesse. I can't.
Oh my God. Y'all were literally okay, cool. So y'all build your little igloos too while you're out there too and shit. Cause that's what the fuck y'all gonna be living in. With polar bears in your nuggets. Your blubber nuggets. That's what y'all cool with. Y'all die on that hill.
But you telling me that everything you're saying is worse than living in Utah?
Dog, at least...
Like, come on, dog.
In Utah, there's sunlight, there's food, there's a beautiful scenery. It's darkness all around in Alaska. It's darkness, you're on an island of ice, and it's bears. ready to eat your nut.
Hey, you know what? You know what, Jesse? You started moving over, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. That shit does sound terrible, bro.
Right. You got bears out here trying to eat your nuts. You okay with that? Come on, bro. I know why we hate Utah, but
like, right. They killing me. Bears are possibly gonna kill me because of like animals.
Nigga, they will.
You ain't let me finish. They gonna kill me off of animalistic instinct. The people in Utah gonna kill me because they hate me. They're prejudiced. Because I'm black.
Everyone wants to kill you. You're black, Derek. That doesn't count. When you're in Alaska and it's thick and the snow is thick as shit and you got a polar bear that blends in with the white, you gonna shit. I'm sorry, I think I tripped over. Oh shit, no. It's over with. And these are funny scenarios, but like people have actually died like this. Bro, imagine going to sleep in your igloo and like you wake up not to a gunshot, but like a polar bear mauling your shit. Like it really happened to you, G. You gonna die from either a polar bear or hypothermia? I'm not. No. And you can't. And it's not like you can get out of a car. Listen, if Utah is racist, you can do some Lovecraft shit and like travel out of Utah before 7 p.m. You can't do that in Alaska, G.
It is hard to get. You know what? It is very hard to get around too in Alaska.
You can't go no fucking
that's
way.
Fair. That's fair. Hey, that's real. Like.
You can't just grab a plane and leave Alaska. Where the fuck you gonna go? It's just said, ice and water.
You said ain't no airports, bitch.
You gotta escape to Canada? Word to Harriet Tubman or some shit? Like,
bro, the airplane don't even land in Alaska, bro. They like care package your ass out there like it's Call of Duty. They care package you out there like it's Fortnite, G, and they just keep moving. What do you mean, G? Put Alaska on this list.
Funny as hell. All right. You won me over, Jesse. You won me over. I'm not going to lie. You won me over. That's a great argument. Derek, you got anything to counter that? Because as of right now, I'm going to vote Alaska.
I guess when you consider all the factors, his argument makes more sense than mine. I'll give it to you, Jesse.
All right, so we have come to a conclusion on the It's Just Jokes podcast. I have no idea how long we just went, but the bottom five states in America: Alabama, Alaska, Indiana, Ohio, and West Virginia. In no order. That does it. Wow, this is a really dumb topic that we had. We got a lot of laughs out of it. I enjoyed it. I hope you guys like it too. You guys have anything to say?
Congratulations to all the five states that made it on our list. You should really feel great. Keep doing what you're doing, which is nothing. Great.
We're gonna mail you something. Not really. You all suck. Thank you.
So, for Jesse Pink and for Derek Small, thank you guys so much for listening to this very dumb edition of the It's Just Jokes podcast. This is kind of what we like to do here, if you're new to the pod. Thank you to D. Will for everything behind the scenes. We appreciate you, sir. Thank you to Gallagher and Kingboard for the outro music. And we will see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We out.
Hey, like, I know Travis is somewhere like stupid. Hey, y'all, it's Groovy from the It's Just Jokes podcast. I'm not gonna hold y'all. I was just wild, and so yeah, this is super redacted.